independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And we're not going to sit back because Obamacare is failing. We've been studying this for 7 years. Now is time to act.
Now is time to act, he says.
Kevin McCarthy right there talking about Obamacare, the failure of it. President out there talking about it today. Why is it important or isn't it important? Here's the thing. It's always important because it's money, it's our life, it's the whole nine yards. I don't want to go into it too deep. I think it gets boring, and I think there's too much in the weeds kind of crap that goes on with this kind of stuff. I hear too much of it. I've been at this talk radio convention for the last two days or so. It's talk radio boot camp. I gave it like a speech and did some stuff yesterday for up and coming, you know, talk radio people and to talk to people in the industry. And is there change? No. I mean, what's important to people? What's important to you? I mean, we created 235,000 jobs, right? You know, boom. They expected 190, created 235. I love some of the tweets and some of the people out there. Oh, yeah, when Obama does it, America's dying. When Trump does it, it's a great place. Yeah, well, you know what? They expected 190. It was 235. Some of that can be blamed for the seasonal weather that has been unseasonably nice and construction starts are up big time, right? Hmm? But when you expect 275 and you create 235, that's a different thing. Now what's next for us, the consumers? Here's the thing, and this is the touchy way to walk. You've got the engine sounding like it's getting ready to purr. Have you ever noticed you see people who've got these great engines on cars, and they're always tweaking it, trying to get it to sound. They hear something in the engine. That's what we're doing right now. We hear some purr, and something's misfiring. They're tweaking it here. One of the next tweaks to come may be Janet Yellen's raising of the interest rates. Why is that important to you, a consumer? You borrow money. You want to buy a house. You want to buy a car. You want to get a credit card. All of those things are and will be affected by the interest rate hike or non-hike. And it's doing it the right way. And it's a touchy. It is the economy with the way that the Fed chair and all this stuff goes, it is a very touchy situation. It's being able to fine-tune it the right way without killing the momentum and at the same time making sure it doesn't explode, if you will, and then all of a sudden inflation. It is a cat-and-mouse game. It's a dance. It's a dangerous dance. But she's probably going to raise rates a little bit. That's in some ways, people freak, but that's a good sign in other ways. I think the economy is ready to start to purr. I think the economy is ready to take off. I think the economy is ready to start to move forward. This is the right time. They've flirted with before. They've done it. Maybe a quarter point, maybe a half a point, maybe a quarter point. Again, it matters because if you're looking at going to buy a new house, it matters if you're going to go buy a new car, you're going to go lease a new car. It matters if you're thinking about, hey, you know what? I want to get some credit. I want to get, you know, boom. It's going to cost more money to borrow money now. Consumer index is high. It feels good. People are starting to feel good. I'm in Atlanta. It's oddly enough, to tell you the greatness of the world that we're living in. I am broadcasting right now for all of you out there in beautiful Sacramento. I came out. I'm broadcasting from a hotel, from a room, by the way, in a hotel. It's the beauty of the world that we live in nowadays. So we have the opportunity and the wherewithal and technology to do something like this. But what I love to do when I travel, more so than just see places, and again, we haven't seen much because we've been busy doing these things, but more than just that is talk to people. I love talking to people. I love conversing and finding out things. What makes them tick? Today, I had to go get something, an adapter for my little headphones here to fit into our little machiny bobber that makes all this stuff happen. And the Uber guy took me, African-American guy. He and I were talking. And I said, you know, he asked me, he goes, well, what do you think of all of this, like, these hacking things in Russia? And I said, that is what it is. I said, what do you think of it? He goes, I don't. He goes, I think it's kind of stupid, and I don't care. And I said, well, what do you think about it? He looked at me, and he says, I'm driving Uber. I'm a 60-year-old man who's driving Uber, struggling to pay my bills, and I've got another job. That's what I think. It's the worry. What's the average American think? We had a very nice, long conversation. He voted for Hillary. He's not a fan of Trump, but hopes Trump does well. It is amazing, though, when you sit down and you're able to spend 5 or 10 minutes with somebody. And he asked me, he said, you know, he goes, I wasn't a fan of Hillary. And he goes, who did you vote for? And I said, I'm very honest. I said, look, I voted for Kasich. I thought, to me, Kasich was a little bit of one world and a lot of bit of another world, meaning he had some great political acumen, but he had also been in the private sector for a long time, and he'd done some big stuff there. He was a smart guy, knew D.C. extremely well, having been there for a while, and he'd run a state. I said he had a lot of things going for him. I said, but, you know, in this day and age, it was about the screaming and the yelling, and it was about the controversy. It wasn't about the content that brought people to a certain thing. And I said, I think people are sick and tired. He goes, well, I'm sick and tired. He says, I'm sick and tired of being broke. I'm sick and tired of struggling day to day. I'm sick and tired of having to work my job and have to work another job just to survive. And I said, I understand. I said, I get it, man. I said, I've been in the same place you have. And I said, I understand. And that to me is the realism of why. People say, you talk politics. I talk the effect on politics that it has on people. The effect. The effect of it. What's the effect of politics on people? What's the effect on the lie? Very rarely is the effect good. Very rarely does people go, wow, that worked out way better than we thought. Right? And even then, when they say it worked out way better, it's because they thought it was going to go to crap. But it actually worked out a little bit better. A skosh better. As we sat there and we talked, and it was great. It was great to sit there and chat with him and discuss the things. And we talked about race, and we talked about, but you know what was great is we were polar opposites in the world of political beliefs. But we found common ground. And that's what's missing nowadays is we forget, A, what's important in reality, and B, that we're all in the same boat in a lot of ways. We may not come to the same conclusion, but we have the same gripes about stuff. People, you know what? You may be rich, and somebody over here may be poor. They may be black, you may be white. They may be straight, you may be gay. But both of you have kids, and they go to the school, and both of you are polar opposites politically, but both of you have problems with the school. You found common ground. That's what we've lost in this. We've lost common ground. That's why we say the economy is common ground for everybody. Healthcare is common ground for everybody. Healthcare is. Because we all participate in it, right? Doesn't matter what color you are, there's a chance you're going to get cancer one day. You live long enough, right? It doesn't matter what sexuality you are, there's a chance one day you may break your arm and have to get fixed. And we're all going to have to deal with the same things. Like going to the DMV, right? Nobody skips the DMV. You need a license, you got to go get a license. Doesn't matter who you are, you don't skip the DMV. These are other things we participate in. And we found common ground. He said, look, man, I don't care who's running the country. I just want them to do it right. And he goes, I don't buy into the crap. And he goes, everybody else is talking about this crap. Everybody else is talking about Russia and the wiki thing, as we call it, the wiki thing. And he goes, and everybody else is talking about, you know, this or that. And he goes, I don't want to be broke anymore. And I think it's the way a lot of Americans feel. They don't want to be broke. They don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. This jobs report's good, but what are you going to do next? And this is the world we live in now. The world of being the president of the United States is going to be a world of being a professional football coach. You won the Super Bowl last year, but what are you going to do this year? What are you going to do this year? Because we've had mediocre years for the last several years. And we gave this last president a pass the first year because we were coming essentially off an 0-16 season. And we didn't expect him to win the Super Bowl. We expected him to rebuild a little bit and then have a shot at it. And he never got us anything but the first round of the playoffs. Now we brought you in because we think you can do this. What are you going to do for us now? And it's a what have you done for me lately situation. And I think that's one of the things that Trump embraces is the fact that he can change people's minds by making things drama. Let's make drama. How do we make drama? Well, you don't want drama. What you want is consistency. People want to know you're there. And that's one of the things that he talked about and we talked about today is people want to know you're there. Do you understand it? Do you feel it? That's the one thing about Trump that came across even through all the rhetoric and the BS and the craziness is when he was out there, people felt like he gets it. He understands we're struggling. They want to know, are you there? Jobs, 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 healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. The rest of it takes care of itself. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. By the way, if you have a job, and you may very well do, and you're doing really well, and I think the economy is about ready to explode, so that's going to be good for all of us, then you're probably going to have investment money. And investing is something that you should do wisely, something you should do smart. I work with a company called GoCoal Precious Metals. And I'll tell you what, I used to trade in the physical side of gold. I was a commodity broker. I've done a lot of things in my life. I've always been interested in investing. Investing to me is, you want to know how the rich get rich? Because when you're sleeping and I'm sleeping, we don't have any money working for us. When they're sleeping, their money's making themselves money. Gold is an amazing way for you to think investing long-term and smartly with downside protection. But long-term, look at it as a true, real investment. And I don't think people understand it. Because whenever you hear people talk about gold, it's always about the end of the world. Don't buy into that crap. If the end of the world is coming, all right, what do you care at that point in time if you have gold? You care about what you can do with investments now. Having some gold in your portfolio is fantastic. If you want to think about doing this, I'm telling you right now, I work with one company only. I'd like you to consider using a company that I truly trust, GoldCo Precious Metals. They're honest, ethical, and very knowledgeable. They'll give you fantastic advice on how to invest into precious metals to protect what you've worked so hard for, but also to show you how you can make money at this rather than just something that you're waiting just in case something goes south. No, a true investment. Visit Benson Gold to get started with your free IRA guide to gold from GoldCo. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Can you find commonality with a person that you don't agree with politically? Can you? Can you find commonality? Text us, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show. It's a Friday.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
I did not know that. That's really weird. It's like, why did people like David Hasselhoff in Germany? I spent a lot of time in Germany, and I always wondered that. Same thing with, like, you know, like with Jerry Lewis. There's just certain people. You're like, why are you so popular? I have a friend who's who's popular for a while in Korea teaching English on the radio. And he was, like, super popular. It's a band here locally, what, the Groovy Ghoulies, right? They're huge in Japan. You're like, what's that about? You know, it's like, it's amazing. I don't know. Why David Hasselhoff was so, like, you guys don't understand how big the Hoff was over there. There was a time when he would sell out stadiums the way that, like, AC/DC or U2 sells out stadiums in Germany. Is that enough for somebody? I mean, you always say if you don't make it in America, you don't make it. But could you be a massive star in, like, one country and be cool with it? I think so. Right? Like, there's big – you don't even know. There's big stars in Canada and in Mexico, and there's big stars in, you know, all over the world. Like, only in Australia and only in England. And I guess, you know, I don't think you need to travel anymore to become that superstar. Tell you what, though, man. It's big money in, like, Asia. If you become huge in Asia – That's it. Like, I want to be big in Japan, said Alphaville. Big in Japan tonight. I upset somebody yesterday, not on purpose. Well, I upset somebody every day, but I didn't mean to make her upset like this. Talking about the gluten-free diet, that there is a 13%, up to a 13% chance of you, people who are on gluten-free, becoming type 2 diabetics. And I said, I find to be the gluten-free diet is a little bit of a, you know, for a lot of people. Look, there are people out there who have true allergies to and issues with some of these things. Right? They do. But she says, yesterday while listening to your show, which I always do, I was deeply disappointed that you chose to make fun of those who are gluten-free. I wanted to cry because you are ignorant in your belief. Let me educate you on gluten is. Wheat, barley, rye. There are some people out there very low tolerance to those, me included, and can become extremely ill. I am thankful that your body does not reject gluten, and I'm very fortunate to educate yourself on the effects of gluten. And I told her, look, I know there are people out there that can't have that, but not everybody's that, right? Not everybody. Producer Phil, how much do you think everybody's that? Because you see it everywhere.
I just know a couple of people have done gluten-free diets, and it's worked out well for them. They felt better. But, I mean, yeah. You know, if you again, you do you.
That's it. And it's, you do you. Whatever it is that you are, you be you. Doesn't mean I'm not going to poke fun at it. Doesn't mean you should take me all too serious. That's the way I talk about with politics. Don't take me all too serious. Do your own thing. You do you in your life. I'll do me. I think there's that song, right? You be you for what, and I'll be me. I still want to be big in Japan, though. I'm just letting you guys know that. How great would that be? Just awesome. Godzilla. We're actually going to talk about Godzilla later. We're going to talk about Godzilla and the guys who were in the Godzilla suit. That was as a kid growing up, right? On MeTV, they have that Sven Gulli show. I don't know if you guys ever watched that. It's like MeTV. They have all the great, like, great shows. Like, you know, Love Boat and, you know, Gunsmoke. And they have that Sven Gulli. Last week, they had, like, Godzilla at Monster Island. And I just thought, man, how great would that be to play on a set where you're ginormous and everything else is scaled down and you get to destroy it all and you get to fight other guys in big suits. Now they call that furries, but it's weird, right? It's kind of creepy now. But back then, it was great. You could, like, see their Nikes underneath there. I'm just saying it would be fun. And if I know that it's wrong about the gluten, I did not mean to offend you. I just find it, you know, it's just the Atkins diet. That's the way I look at it. It's just the Atkins diet. I just thought, oh, you know, they got mad at Atkins, and he was right. But they just called something out, and now it's paleo. Can't just be Dr. Atkins. Can't be this crazy, weird white guy. It's got to be paleo. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Where do you guys hear what it's on the back of the toilet at the hotel we're staying at. There's a sticker on there. Wait, do you hear what this is? And I don't know if this is bad or sad for America. I'm going to go with sad more than bad. I'm going to go with the sadness on all of this. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We'll touch more on the job situation. The massive fault line they found. California may be secession anyways if this fault line takes off. It's the Chad Benson Show. Break down just in case. Then again, I'll tell you what we could do.
The Chad Benson Show.
You leave me for a while, and I'll be here.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. I love this article I was reading about Snopes. You know, where fake news goes to die. Fake news doesn't go and die anywhere. Because nobody does enough research. You only Snope something if it's something you don't like. Right. So if somebody puts something out that says whatever, you know, Trump, whatever, lied, you know, is actually Putin in disguise and you're mad about that. You go to Snopes to validate the proof that you want that it's fake news. You don't go there and do research on stuff you believe. That's the problem is this whole fake news thing. All of this stuff is we don't care if it's something we believe in. We're not going to work hard to go against our belief system. We won't. We just won't. It's not in our DNA. You're not going to do something that harms your belief system. Right? If you believe marriage is between a man and a woman, that is going to be your belief. You're sticking by it. You're not going to try to go up against anything between it's your belief system. If you believe that Donald Trump is you know, actually part of the Russian mafia, and that's your belief system. And it's going to be, even if I present you with facts, you're not going to go up against it. Everybody's got a belief system. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter your race, your religion. We all have a belief system. And when we get into this thing, especially with politics, because we have taken politics to this level of It's personal now. Before it was a part of something that we may talk about, but now we've taken it to, it used to be you don't talk politics and religion at the table. Now, you argue politics and religion all the time. Religion's not even really talked about anymore, right? But politics, we've taken what used to be that awkward moment with your uncle who was uber conservative or your aunt that was super liberal at the Thanksgiving table, and we have turned that into every place and every time we talk politics, no matter who it is. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, does not matter. The street does not matter. Restaurant does not matter. Cab does not matter. We don't care anymore. But it's our belief system. That's the thing. And so we're not going to debunk something we believe in. That's inherently against who we are as human beings. So I was laughing when they said fake news. You only call it fake news when it has nothing to do with you, right? If you believe it, you don't want it to be fake news. You don't want it to be that. If you believe it, I believe it's, this is true. So I'm not going to debunk myself. But if you think something else is fake news, you'll do all you can to debunk yourself, to debunk that. That's it. That's when you go to these places. So I love it when they put this article that, like, Snopes and all these places that go out there and we're here to debunk. You're not there to really debunk it. You're not. You go and do the things that you do only to debunk the things that you don't like. That's it. That's what happens in the world. When's the last time you went against yourself and actually researched something you didn't like, you liked, but you wanted to see, hey, I got to make sure that this is very rarely. That's what I do. I tell everybody, people say, what do you research? Like, you know, I'm here at this I don't know if it's a convention or whatever the heck this is out here in hot Atlanta. And broadcasting live from 3D Technicolor from the W Hotels broadcast room. We're here. We're doing this. And I'm listening to all these other guys talk about, well, I go here and I go there. It's like, but what do you do to challenge any of those things? Because you're all going to the same place that's only validating your ideas. What are you doing to look at something from a different perspective? You know, I've worked with debate teams and stuff. And what do you do to debate? I said the first thing I do to debate is I go to the other side's perspective and I find out everything about what they're going to talk about so I can have the things that I need to debate them. If I don't know what they're talking about, then that's it. Why do you think teams in sports go scout other teams? They want to know what they're bringing to the game, right? They want to know what they're bringing to the game. It's the same thing. I want to know what facts they have. So either I can A, debunk them, or figure out an argument against them. And at times you go to it. And this is the thing. To want to debunk something, you have to actually be willing to want to grow. Think about that. You've got to want to grow a little bit. You've got to want to open up your mind and be willing to say, because if you're willing to grow, then you're going to know that you're going to make mistakes and or you're going to learn whole stories instead of part stories that will change your belief system about a particular subject. And in doing so, that's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people, and they don't want to do that. They are what they are, what they are, what they are, and that's the way we accept it. And I don't buy that. I don't think that's good for America, and I don't think that's good for anybody. Because I think the more you can learn, the more you grow. The more you grow, you realize the less you actually know something. Because there's so much more to know. But we get into this, I am who I am, this is how I like it, and blah, 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 blah. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Daniela Vargas, an Argentinian native detained after criticizing ICE raids in Jackson, Mississippi, and doing it via the media, is expected to be released. Again, there's a frustration there. There's a frustration there with stuff like this. It's... get in front of the media, man. Get in front of the media. That's what you do. Get in front of the media to talk about stuff and then dare them to do something about it. Dare them to do something about it. You know, I was talking about, and this is a perfect example of what I was talking about. When you know, you've got to want to learn. You've got to want to change. You've got to want to understand that things are different. And we're so inherently stubborn as individuals. We don't want to change. We don't like, we get into patterns. And we like this kind of stuff. And to me, I find that to be scary. But when I came into my hotel room the other day, I go to the I go into to use the bathroom, and the, on the back of my toilet, there is a sticker that says, to flush, hold the handle down. I that's what it said. And I thought, is what? Like, do you need instructions? Because if you're in a hotel room and you don't know how to use the bathroom, you probably have problems. You do. I'm just saying. But it's the fact that everything in this world now, I mean, we have to, there has to be a disclaimer. We have to tell people it's not true. It's crazy, right? Like, how many times you see, like, watch any car commercial nowadays. It'll say, close course, do not drive at home, professional driving the car. We talked about after the Super Bowl, when they rolled that car off the cliff that says, do not try this at home. And you think to yourself, who would try that at home? But there's somebody that may do it. But there's somebody who may thought, well, that looks fun. Is that my way of getting out of a cell phone bill? Is to throw myself off a cliff? It's insane. I thought, how stupid is America? Are we that stupid? I don't know. I don't think so. I want to believe we're not that stupid. But apparently we need instructions on how to flush a toilet. And they put a sticker on there, a sticker on how to flush a toilet. I mean, do you understand the insanity of that? There's a sticker I tweeted at Chad Benson Show. You can go there. It's my... Producer Phil, you've seen like the insanity, like stickers all over. It's like hot coffee. Says it's hot.
They annoy the hell out of me.
It's your disclaimer for stupidity. That's what it should be.
We didn't need stickers when I was a kid because we weren't complete morons.
No. And if you did something that was stupid and you got hurt, you learned your lesson and we moved on. But this protectionism of stupidity, stop protecting dumb. You want to know how we're going to get out of the situation where we don't have a reality show host for a president or the other choice being some lady who nobody trusts whatsoever, including herself. She doesn't even trust herself. You know how we get out of this? We take away the stickers that warn us about every bad thing that could potentially happen in our lives, and we go from there. And let whatever happens, happens. If you fall off a cliff because you think that's the best way to get out of a contract from some company you don't like, there you go. If that's what you think you need to do, it is the Darwin Awards 101. And the fact that we have stickers on all kinds of stuff, that it's amazing. It is absolutely. And here's the funny thing. It doesn't matter. It does. You can put all the warning labels you want all over everything. All of the warning labels all over every single thing. Right. I got a plastic bottle in front of me. Yeah, it's got a warning label. Like, don't let a child eat this. Well, you putting it on there, if a child's going to eat that, he's not smart enough, or she's not smart enough because she's little, she's not supposed to eat it. So that's on you, right? But it doesn't matter. You put stickers all over that thing, and I guarantee you'll find a lawyer that'll figure out a way to sue them. And that's really what it's all about. That's the big picture of what it's all about. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Let's see here. There's a lot of tweets coming at me. Since I'm from Georgia, one person tweets, allow me to help. If you're still in Atlanta, there's a good chance that's a sign that is necessary. Yes. I don't know if that's true or not. I hope not. I found to be, most of the people are quite pleasant, very friendly, and a gorgeous place, by the way. Gorgeous place. Absolutely beautiful place. And it's weird being in a big city sometimes. That's like, because Atlanta is one of those places where it's like, you know, Sacramento, we have a nice downtown area-ish. You know, there's good places. It's just beautiful and big here. And it's like, wow, this is a city, you know? Like you're going to San Francisco and everything smells like urine. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Speaking of being safe, some people out there in life aren't safe. And in fact, they're not safe at all because they're always trying to do things like get into your house, take your stuff. I'm going to put an end to that. You know who's going to help me? and really do all the work? Simply Safe. Now, you out there, you may want to throw yourself off a cliff because you're stuck in a giant contract. Well, guess what? Simply Safe doesn't have contracts. That's right, no contracts whatsoever. So you're not going to get stuck writing check month after month, big checks month after month. In fact, this is the great thing about Simply Safe. Not only do they have no contracts, you're going to get award-winning 24/7 protection. They have an amazing camera that is just so incredible. They've been called the best in the industry. Named the best in the industry. You get security professionals watching, ready to instantly send the police, and it's $14.99 a month. That's like 50 cents a day to protect your home, your valuables, your goods, your loved ones. That's less than most companies are charging by more than half. Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson to check out the new high-definition camera. Plus, get 10% off any order, but that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Now go to simplysafe.com/Benson and save today. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
If you're rich and famous, which I am neither, and you're single, you've got to watch yourself. They've done it again in Silicon Valley. And I'll tell you what, here's the thing. You're a nerd, or nerdish. Right, you're a gamer, you're a geek, whatever they want to call. You've got to be careful about some of the things that happen. And they should know this, but they don't. And there's a report coming out, and I find this to be kind of hilarious, that there was a Babes and Balls party in San Francisco for the birthday party of CEO of Dropbox, Drew Houston. And it was one of those things where, again, you've got to be careful in what you do. And Travis Kalanick, the guy from Uber, was there. You right now can't go to anything if that's the way they look. You can't go to any of that stuff. I find it to be innocuous. I don't think it's a big deal. But, man. It's all about optics in this world. And you've got to watch what you say. We're talking about, like I tweet and I do stuff. You know, we talked a bit. I tweeted last night about South Korea. You know, South Korea's president's gone. And she was the first woman president. And I tweeted out, one voter said, well, we're never doing that again. And people got mad. And, you know, they start sending you, you know, oh, that's horrible. That's sexist. And it's all these kind of things. And you start laughing because you just don't know. It takes one person now to control everything. And I refuse to live my life that way. You know, as a guy who, I do comedy and I do other stuff. I cannot live my life in a way. When I first started doing this, it was one of those things when I first started doing a national show is some of the stations I took over for the guy that I took over for, he was much more conservative than I was. He was a little bit older. His audience was far more terrified of me. And it was, you can't, if you're going to do this, you got to piss people off, right? You've got to. Because, first of all, you piss them off by challenging who they are as a human being and their thought belief. Not who they are as like you as a person, but I'm just talking about your belief system as the person you are. And secondly, sometimes it's like earlier when we talked about the lady who was upset about the gluten thing. It is what it is. We're having fun, right? It's gluten. Do I buy that gluten is the most deadly thing on earth? No. But for some people, certain wheats and rye and all that stuff, it's not good, you know? But I joked about the fact that, you know, in a weird way that, you know, somebody who everybody lambasted for years, Dr. Atkins, kind of got it right, because that's kind of what everybody does now. It's high protein, low carbs kind of thing. For some people, they stay away from certain things. That's everybody, right? Like, my mom can't have spicy food. But it only takes one person to get upset. It only takes one person nowadays, this knee-jerk reaction to always want to not only be right, but then to punish people for their perceived slight by you. These guys have a party with beautiful women. Look, if the women don't want to be there, it's not like they were kidnapped, right? It's not like they were all kidnapped. It's like, hey, man, we got to kidnap a bunch of beautiful women. No, these guys are all billionaires and multimillionaires. Guess what? Women showed up. That's what happens. We never hear that. We're like, oh, he's only dating her because she's got money. What about her? What about her dating him? Yeah, it's silly. It is silly. But you got to be careful. You have to absolutely be careful nowadays. What you say, what you do, just because you don't know. And we now have this hindsight outrage where you tweeted something 6 months ago that somebody's pissed about today because they've decided to go through your Twitter feed. And because of that, oh, geez. Sorry. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Check us out on Facebook, at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Simple and easy, ChadBensonShow. This be the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.